Invincible Caviar as they reach the 200 metres. Let's down about a length. Vivian Argentia now striking out wider. Invincible Caviar joined by Vivian and Argentia. Argentia over the top, takes the lead, comes clear. That's impressive. Argentia soft at the line, one at a length and three quarters. Vivian, Invincible Caviar.
Oh, it certainly was impressive. It was the most talked about race at Flemington on Saturday with the build-up of Invincible Caviar taking on a couple of well-bred two-year-olds. None better bred than Argentia by Frankel out of Princess Cope. And it was an awesome debut. Sam Freeman, who's up north, would have been watching with a big smile on his face. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thank you.
Gee, she was impressive. She may well have even exceeded what you thought she could do on debut, but that was soft on the line. What was your thoughts of that on Saturday?
Yeah, she was obviously very impressive. I mean, she probably didn't exceed our expectations, but probably surprised us how sharp she was at the 1100. We had her accepted for, and you know, on Sunday in the 1200 metre race, and we hummed and ahed because we do think she's, you know, a filly that's going to get her over a lot further. And yeah, it was a bit of a look and see over the 1100 down the straight to see how she'd cope with that sort of trip. And yeah, she's obviously passed with flying colours.
I heard you mention on Saturday morning that you thought she was a Blue Diamond filly earlier this year. So she's obviously shown you a lot from the moment she stepped into your stables.
Yeah, she has. She's, you know, we kept sort of checking ourselves to make sure, you know, like we didn't want to be pushing her too much at two. She's obviously got the pedigree to just get better with age and a bit more distance. So, you know, she naturally put herself there in all her jump outs and everything at home. And she was in at the right time to head towards, you know, that Blue Diamond series. But just when Shin saw her, and probably the best thing that happened for her, she went to the paddock, you know, happy horse. She put on, you know, 30 kilos and she's come back in. She looks like a beast now. So hopefully she'll take further improvement with a short break now.
Well, she does, and we see Frankels dominating all over the world in the breeding ranks. How many Frankels have you had?
Not many. We've had a couple of low ones that actually didn't get to the track, but yeah, obviously when he gets a good one, they're very good and hungry hard, obviously, Frankel filly as well. And yeah, he's doing an amazing job at studies and an incredible racehorse. And yeah, I suppose it's you know, building the hype with this filly that she's by Frankel, but it's easy to forget, you know, her mother was obviously a champion and that she's bred to be a champion and hopefully she'll fulfil that one day.
So are you putting her away now with spring ambitions or will you give her another run?
No, yeah, she'll go to the paddock. We're just umming and ahhing, you know, whether we bring her up to Queensland for a short break. She could potentially fly up Tuesday night and go to the paddock up here where there's, you know, she can get the sun on her back, or whether we just keep her in Melbourne and you know, box her at night. But either way, she'll have a break and we'll probably look to resume, put her down the exact same path that Charles went down, which is, you know, basically looking to resume in the Atlantic Jewel and then go to the Guineas Prelude into the Guineas and, you know, with an option to go to the Empire Rose. So that's, I think, the advantage of obviously winning a race in town on debut. You know, you've got the prize money to be going to those races in the spring straight up.
Speaking of your two-year-olds, how is the Blue Diamond winner, Artorias?
He's really well. Actually, going to see him today. He's in work at Kalora. He's been there for a week now. And, yeah, he's just going to kick over there. He's in really good order. He put on really nice condition. He's grown a bit. So, yeah, obviously an exciting horse for the spring. You know, he's probably going to head down a Caulfield Guineas path. But, yeah, exciting to have a horse like him heading there.
Can you compare your two-year-olds? Is Artorias still the benchmark, or could Argentia be the best potentially that you've got?
Yeah, well, look, Artorias has got the runs on the board, but, yeah, this filly could potentially be, you know, very special. She's got to keep improving, but, yeah, she's got a lot of X factor about her and an amazing attitude to go with it. So, yeah, I wouldn't swap either of them for any other horses. Very happy to have them both.
What do you make of the run of Groundswell on Saturday up north?
Yeah, frustrating. I thought he was going to hold on. But, yeah, he just 1,500, big track and leading all the way. It's a very long straight when you're in front. And Yeah, they just got him, but it was a good honest run. He bounced back from his poor performance the start before, so he'll head to the eyeliner at Ipswich, back in trip to the 1350, and be very fit. So we'll look to take similar tactics, and a tighter track should suit. So, but yeah, he's racing in good form.
A lot of discussion about the firmness of the Eagle Farm track. You've been up there a while now, Sam. What are you making of how it is performing, especially when you've got Warning, Ladon de Vian, Holmes, and all entered in the Q22 on Saturday?
Yeah, well, look, our opinion is that it's been too firm for much of the carnival, and that's building on feedback from quite a few riders that have ridden for us on the track, and seeing firsthand how they come through it. So, a lot of the feedback is that the track actually races best when they get rain throughout the day on race day. So, it drains so well that no matter how much rain they really get leading up to it, it seems to end up a good four. I think, we ran a couple of horses there in a midweek race, and it had, I think, 80 or 90 mils for the week. And on race morning, it was still a soft five or a good four. And they got rain during the meeting, and it raced better that way. It's a little bit frustrating. I mean, Sunshine Coast is an amazing surface. It's a brilliant track. Every horse seems to get their chance. It'd be nice to see them potentially get some of these big races over there.
So will you run all three on Saturday?
I'm not sure if we'll run all three. I mean, probably got definite reservations on Ladon de Vie on that track and just how he came through it. Warning, he's likely to run. He's been targeted for that race, so he's set to peak there. And Homesman's a good chance to run as well. But, Ladon de Vie might be one we might just wait for another day.
All right. Sam, congratulations on unearthing another potential star on Saturday, and good luck in the build-up. What's it like being up north? Just you're hitting the surf every day, you've got the budgies on, getting the tan built up?
Yeah, it's a little bit nicer than being in lockdown, I can assure you of that.
Your dad would be happy in lockdown, though, wouldn't he?
Nothing really changes there.
Good on you, Sam. Enjoy the week.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.